This is the privilege of a lifetime.
Temperature is now going way up. It's spiking. What's that noise? Someone walking around?
I'm here to find ghosts.
Do you know that you're dead?
I heard a scream. Oh, shit.
Hi, my name's Michelle, and I have evidence from Alcatraz.
My name is James, and I have evidence.
I suddenly felt like somebody was watching
a womb across my back.
I was standing up on my body.
A stick figure show up on the
somebody
bus.
Somebody pulled me out of my pantry. Like, I had my family.
Can you guys investigate?
Welcome to Ghost Files, where we take your evidence and our tools into the field to expose the supernatural. My partner, a skeptic. Myself, a believer. Both of us, truth seekers. This week, our team travels to San Francisco, California to investigate Alcatraz Island.
You know, I gotta say, out of all the places we've ever gone, this might be the most majestic intro we've ever had.
It's
or lead up.
Gorgeous, it's misty.
And this is one of the few places where I can't run away from the location because I'll just run straight into the ocean. The island.
That's Alcatraz, baby. No turning back now.
This looks like a nightmarish level on Call of Duty. I think it is, actually.
Let's hop in.
A lot of seagulls, that's kind of fun. See, find positives. Find positives about the island. Poops on my head, that's a negative, so don't think about that.
Alcatraz Island initially started as a military fortress with over 100 cannons installed on the island and a place to hold military prisoners. By the early 1900s, its main purpose shifted towards a military prison, and by 1933, it was used as a maximum security prison used to hold the most incorrigible inmates in federal prisons, AKA the most violent and dangerous criminals of its time. From Al Capone to the Birdman, this place was a veritable who's who for historical a-holes. Don't want to be there.
No, you're gonna do it because you're a brave guy.
The prison sits 1.5 miles off the San Francisco shoreline on 22 acres of jagged rock, earning it the very matter-of-fact nickname, The Rock.
Has The Rock ever visited The Rock?
I think he was born there.
Places of note include 4 cell blocks, a hospital, an administrative building, and a rec yard. And overall, the prison was big enough to hold 336 prisoners. The island prison had the reputation as being inescapable, though many tried. 8 definitively dying doing so, and 3 possibly succeeding.
We've also placed cameras and audio recorders in 2 of the more active parts of the building in hopes that we catch activity when we're elsewhere. One looking down a large cell block area referred to as Broadway, and another in the hospital wing.
The worst part of the building is said to be in cell block D, which along with other solitary confinement cells, also contains the most horrible punishment cell, unaffectionately known as the Hole, where some believe an inmate was killed by supernatural causes.
And finally, to end the investigation, Shane and I will each be forced to explore the entire prison one at a time, because I hate myself.
Any questions, big boy?
No, this is a prison.
Have you been to Alcatraz?
You know, I've been to more prisons than I ever thought I would be, but I've never been to Alcatraz. I've spied it from the shore.
Oh, there's a bunch of seals by that place too.
Boy, do they love rolling around.
They do love rolling around and slapping each other. I wonder if the prisoners could see that.
I don't know, but if so, lock me up. I'd love to just jump out there and join them one of these days. Just get all slick, roll around.
I don't know about that part, but.
Have you ever been?
I have been to Alcatraz. I went once as a young boy.
What did they lock you up for?
Very good, very good. Too much cotton candy at the boardwalk.
Alrighty,
well, I think we covered the layout. Without further ado, the investigation begins. Our first room we'll visit is the shower room. Not surprisingly, this is where the inmates showered. But not all activity here was mundane, as there were 2 separate occasions of an inmate being stabbed to death in this room. Maurice Herring in 1942 and Edward Galvin in the adjoining laundry room in 1957. Let's shower, boys. All right, starting off the investigation in the shower room. which was a very dangerous place to be.
Yeah, I would imagine.
Hello, folks. My name is Ryan.
I'm Shane.
And we're here tonight just to hang out and hopefully talk to some of you nice people.
No
need to judge them right now.
No, everybody can be reformed.
They did their time. They did their time.
That's right.
Well, if there's anybody here that would like to reach out to us, can you make your presence known? Can you say something? Can you move something? Hell, you could even touch us. I got myself a little doohickey here. It's called a spirit box.
The spirit box rapidly scans radio signals to create white noise through which spirits can communicate, and the honey tone filters out the noise while amplifying only the voices.
Hello.
Okay.
All right. My name is Ryan.
I'm Shane. Hi, Ryan.
It kind of sounded like hi, Ryan.
I'm Shane.
Can you say either of our names back to us, but you kind of already did that, so you'd let us know you'd like to communicate. What? What's your name?
Ooh. Pain.
Hello. Can you tell me your name? Right now I'm reaching out to Edward Galvin. What was that? Can you say that again?
Sensitive.
Oh my God, it actually repeated what?
That's it?
Sensitive?
Sensitive.
We have this. We got a chatty one.
Am I talking to Edward Galvin right now? Can you say yes or no?
Galvin? It sounded like Galvin.
And Maurice Herring, what happened to you in this room?
I died?
Our next room is the visitation room, where prisoners would visit with loved ones. And yet, despite such a tender history, this room is home to perhaps the most famous photo of an apparition in the entire prison.
The photo was taken in 2014 by two tourists from England named Sheila Sillery Walsh and Paul Rice, and appears to show the face of a woman in a hairstyle from the 1930s or 1940s. Who this woman is and why she showed up to Alcatraz Ghost Picture Day is a mystery.
Whoa!
Now, as you can see,
that's a lady.
There's clearly a lady there with 1930s, 40s style.
She looks like she's a black and white. They're really selling it.
This is one of those instances where, it's either shopped or it's there. It seems that this person is aware of the presence. I find it a very unnerving photo. It's actually one of the more famous ghost photos that I've seen on the internet.
Is that so?
And it was taken just by two British tourists. But that's not the only piece of evidence that we have for this room. Audience investigator Michelle Gwinden also captured an image of her own.
Hi, my name's Michelle and I have evidence from Alcatraz. So when I was in the visiting room, I had my family take a picture of me through the little window. It looks like there's a hand that's pretty distinct from the sun glare that looks like it's pulling down on my audio lanyard.
Two very clear images of what is perhaps an apparition. Let's see if we can get one ourselves.
Okay, so I'm already seeing my reflection because of the light.
That makes sense.
But I will say in the photo, you see a full face that's in 1930s garb, and the British tourists who caught the photo definitely were not dressed like that, so.
It's sort of like a Betty Boop type.
Essentially, yeah. And actually in the one with the tourist, Shane, there was one of a girl on the other side, so let's get you on the other side
okay.
of the glass.
I would love to. You know I love it when we do sort of a little role play situation.
Yeah, like the... Okay, I'd love it if you'd stop smooching at me, because I don't think that adds
That's
anything.
So sad. My husband is a murderer.
All right, so we are now on the opposite side of the visitation window. This is where, obviously, the visitors from the outside would be standing when they visit their
honeys.
Their honeys, indeed.
Their sicko.
Or their sons. I guess that could also be a honey.
I guess it could be a lot of people, yeah.
And we have our REM pod out there. and it is freaking out because I was just close to it.
The REM pod creates its own circular electromagnetic field and will alarm when anything penetrates that field. The more colors on the alarm, the more significant the intrusion. The REM pod also detects temperature fluctuations.
Hi, it's good to see you. We're your acquaintance that you...
Your adopted brothers.
That's right.
Anyway, we hopped the boat and crossed the bay to chat with you here. And we'd love to see you fondle the pod, if you can.
If you could just get up closer to the window.
Fondle the pod a bit? There's no way out. Do you hear me? But if you fondle the pod, maybe.
Why is it always fondle the pod?
That's what they gotta do.
Well, they just gotta get close to the pod. There's nothing about it in the instruction manual that requires fondling. Could you please fondle the pod so he stops doing that with his fingers?
Come on now. Give it a little something.
Jesus Christ. Oh, and you got them to light up the pod. I can't believe that worked.
Thank you.
Did that, dare I say, excite you? How about this?
Okay.
You have permission to touch my hand if you want to make contact. I think we're done here.
I think so.
So far, I feel like they're pulling their punches a little bit.
Maybe.
But we haven't gone in the cell block proper yet.
That's where it all goes down, baby.
Our next area is cell 402C, which is supposedly haunted by a former guard named Officer William Miller, who was shot to death in this cell by inmate Joe Kretzer during an attempted prison break in 1946. It's here that a photo was captured of a disembodied leg by a visitor to Alcatraz and was posted to ghoststudy.com. But is this of an inmate or perhaps a guard, such as Officer William Miller?
I thought when you said disembodied leg, we were dealing with sort of a...
I mean, that is a leg. Look, there's a leg that goes
up. Yeah, I guess I thought it would be sort of sexy, but, you know, that's cool, too.
Well, I'm sorry the evidence wasn't sexy enough for you. I guess you'll have to get that thrill elsewhere.
Two of them.
There's two legs, yeah. I personally think that they look like inmate legs, which is interesting because that is likely the vantage point of Officer Miller as he looked through the bars when Joe Kretzer shot him.
Just capturing some photos.
Let's see if we can reach out to Officer Miller. Okay, Officer Miller. Just want to say, sorry what happened to you. Is there anything that you would like to say that was unsaid that day? Maybe one last message? Simply, if there's anybody here with us, please let your presence be known. You could rap on those prison bars. You could touch one of us.
You could slam the door shut. Lock us in here.
I would not like that at all, actually. Doesn't seem like we're getting much in here. I don't think anybody's home.
Yeah, it might be the walls are very thick, so maybe it's just
Or it's just not active right now. Not everything has to be a home run. How about a single?
Our next room is in the C block utility corridor, where hopeful escapees Bernard Paul Coy, Joseph Kretzer, and Marvin Hubbard were shot to death during a last stand. Perhaps their trapped spirits remain.
They found them in the utility corridor.
Okay. Not a great place
looking,
to die.
Looking different.
I don't want to die in a corridor.
I don't want to die.
Please.
Ever.
You want to watch a sun burn out and watch everyone you ever loved die?
How do you know I haven't already done that?
What do we got here, Mr. Burgoose?
This is a REM pod.
Oh, yeah.
So my idea is if we could get these fellas to walk towards this door, we might pick up on them.
Hey,
Bernard.
Bernard?
He was the ringleader.
Hey, Bernard. Come on out.
Well, that was freaky.
I mean, how close? Yeah.
No, I don't think so, man.
All right. Freaky.
That was
freaky.
Weird.
Some freaky
stuff.
He seems
to be responding to your voice. If that's one of you, could you come a little bit closer? Just come to the, just think about it. Just touch the door handle.
Just gently graze the knob.
That was very good, but I'm gonna need you to get all the way through that door. That's it.
Give it a good... Come on now. Jab it.
What's that noise? Someone walking around?
Well, that is a jumpy little pod over there, huh?
No, someone's moving around, seriously. Someone... Maybe it's something wrestling around outside. Nope.
Well...
What the fuck, dude? There's some... Okay, last chance, fellas. Whoop. Temperature just went up. Temperature is now going way up. It's spiking. What the fuck is happening right now? I'm gonna give you 15 seconds of silence to say anything you want. This is your floor. Ready, go. Okay, we're gonna leave now, but we're gonna be here longer. I hope I don't see you later.
Tell you what, if you believe in ghosts, you gotta be thinking you're not alone in this place.
The next part of the building we'll explore was referred to as Broadway by the guards and is the large corridor between C block and B block. This area is said to be home to footsteps, sobbing, strange smells, and apparitions. One guard even claims a group of Native American spirits was spotted here, which actually may make sense since the island was allegedly used by the Ohlone tribe as a way to banish those who broke tribal law.
So basically, this island was a prison before they ever built a prison on it.
Freaky!
Which is the first time I've ever heard of anything like that.
I guess you get a rocky old island out in the bay, you might as well use it for something miserable.
Yeah, to, you know, Jack Sparrow somebody.
Yeah.
Well, this is Broadway. This is obviously, I guess, kind of like the main hallway between B block and C block. And it said that this is a very active area. I mean, you could obviously see that.
This is the party.
This is where it's all happening.
Yeah.
So what we're gonna do.
Yeah.
Is we're gonna do another Estes Spirit Box session where we're gonna use you
I
as
love
the speaker for the Spirit Box. You have noise canceling headphones on. You're gonna say whatever you hear and you're not gonna hear any of my questions. And
okay.
I'm gonna use you as a vessel to talk to these
I
people.
Am the vessel.
So stand in the center of Broadway.
I am the antenna.
Oh. How's this fucking thing work?
I'll help you.
Fucking thing sucks.
Oh, there it goes. I'm off to the races.
My name is Ryan.
World's finest.
I'm gonna speak a little bit quieter because I could be talking to anybody in here. Can you tell me your name?
Air.
I don't think that's your name. Your name is not Air. Can you tell me what year it is?
Seven. Girl.
Seven? Is that what cell number you're in?
Eddie.
107. Okay, I'm at seven. What's your name?
Sparkling.
Are you just fucking with me now? What's your name?
Funny.
It's not funny, actually. It's an opportunity.
Shirt hag.
Shirt hag? Okay.
That's right.
Oh my God, what is happening right now? My name is Ryan, can you say Ryan back?
Right now? Kaka. Burp car.
All right, Shaney boy.
We done? It's really nice to just go wherever that takes me. Like, I feel like I just went slept for like 8 hours.
No, you're just real present, right? It's almost like meditative.
It's like I'm not present at all.
As our crew was leaving Broadway, our audio recorder that we left behind picked up this voice. And later in the night, we picked up this disembodied voice. Are these perhaps the voices of prisoners that remain locked in their cells? There's no telling how many people lost their lives in the hospital wing, and that's ignoring the fact that it now looks like Arkham Asylum. One particularly famous inmate who spent most of his time in the hospital is convicted murderer Robert Stroud, though most people know Stroud by his nickname, the Birdman. As his published book while at Alcatraz, Stroud's Digest on the Diseases of Birds, was said to be considered, quote, an important work in the field, end quote.
It's a nice case for, you know, rehabilitation.
I mean,
you go from a murderer to writing nice books about birds.
Well, he beautiful. Also did do some murdering in prison.
Yeah, but also wrote about birds. This is quite lovely.
Yeah, I guess it's kind of nice. There is something that's kind of endearing about a very dangerous, scary murderer loving birds. So this is the hospital wing. I gotta say, I don't like it.
Yeah, there's something sort of unnerving about a gurney or a medical table, huh?
Also, a lot of patients lost their mind here, unfortunately, including one Al Capone. The Birdman spent a lot of time in this hospital wing, so maybe we might find both of those guys. Which is why I have my handy-dandy ovulus here.
The ovulus takes environmental readings that spirits are said to manipulate, such as temperature or electromagnetic fields, and converts them into corresponding words or phonetic sounds.
How's it going? My name is Ryan.
I'm Shane.
Did anybody in this hospital say our name back to us? How about Al Capone? Or the Birdman? Did you enjoy some hydrotherapy?
They look scared.
Maybe he's talking about you.
I don't know if he's talking about me. We're going down to this part of the hospital now if anyone wants to come along. Whoa, it's like a big shower in here. This is actually not great. I don't like it in here. I guess the patients that were the most out of reach in this prison were put in this room, and as you can see, there is absolutely no light in here. It's just tiles.
This is unpleasant. I actually don't.
Murder. Murder was recused. Was somebody in here wrongfully accused of murder? Is that why you're recusing yourself from this interrogation?
Did you like it in here?
Did you like it in here? You don't like that question? What happened in here? Why were you put in here?
Now, I have to imagine that's sort of mud and not,
caked, doo-doo. Certainly looks like a nice, turd biscuit. If you ask me.
Our next stop is the barber shop, and the end of that fun little rhyme is where the fun stops, as this was the location of Joseph Barsock's execution via barber scissors to his neck. The executor was Freddie Curly Thomas, who also allegedly happened to be Barsock's lover. It's said that Thomas knelt by Barsock's side repeatedly saying, "I love you," as Barsock died, and even in horrifying fashion, licked Barsock's blood.
Not pleasant.
I guess I was imagining in sort of a lover's way, sort of like licking off the, you know, and less like a little cat at a like.
Well, I was thinking he's like, the guy's on the floor bleeding out, like, and then this person gets down to their level and just starts going,
"Oh, that's,
I love you.
I don't like that.
I love you.
I don't care for that.
Look at me."
For anyone out there who's gonna stab someone in the neck, let them have some peace in their final moments.
Yeah, you know, yeah.
Do the thing, step back.
All right, so here's the makeshift barbershop. This is where Curly Thomas stabbed Joseph Barsock in the neck.
Good place for a stabbing, honestly.
I mean, effective.
It's where to do it. You got a sink, you can wash up afterwards.
So we will, by that logic, put this REM pod right here, and let's see if we can get either Curly or Joseph to walk towards this sink.
To spill their guts.
Joseph Barsock and Curly Thomas.
Oh, they know their names.
Can you walk towards that sink, please? Now, there was a rumor that you guys were lovers. I get into a lot of arguments with my significant other, and they never end with me stabbing her in the neck with scissors. So I'm just curious what led to that.
Well, you got...
You obviously seem to be able to manipulate that device by walking towards the sink. So,
Every time you walk towards the sink, we're gonna know that that is a yes. Does that make sense?
It's sort of a sink talk.
Sink. Curly.
Sink. Oh.
Oh, there you go.
Okay. That makes sense.
That makes sense to them. Yes.
That's a yes.
And that's both of them. Curly, do you feel regret for what you did to Joseph? If it's a yes, walk towards the sink. Oh, you nasty man.
Nasty, nasty.
Now, what are the most common ailments when it comes to a couple? Why do they argue most of them?
Jealousy.
I obviously pissed somewhat off.
What's the deal? Was it jealousy?
Was it jealousy?
If you love someone, you don't stab them in the neck with scissors.
Yeah, I guess you could consider that passion. I don't know why I had to take so long to think about that. Agreed. See, that person agrees. Any of the other gents in this prison who got their hair cut here, why don't you go ahead and walk towards that little sink there if you like the cut you got?
Huh.
Anybody who cut hair in here with us right now? Oh shit, that's a really big temperature spike.
What? We've got a barber?
I guess so. You know what he's saying? My cuts were fire.
I guess so.
My cuts were heat. It's that hot, hot heat in Alcatraz. Oh yeah.
Yeah. Well, grats to ya.
Our final stop, as it often is the most active part of the building, which is undoubtedly cell 14D, held in cell block D, which was used to house the most dangerous and violent criminals of the prison. Cell 14D was one of five solitary confinement cells in this block, or as they were referred to back then, the hole. The hole had no bed, was completely dark, and only had a hole for a toilet. It said that prisoners were forced to be naked, sleeping on the ground of cells that were kept 20 to 30 degrees colder than the rest of the prison. One inmate may have died of supernatural causes in cell 14D. Legend has it that the inmate saw red, glowing eyes and was left screaming in the cell for hours. The next morning, he was found dead in his cell with strange marks indicating he had been strangled around his throat, a purple, terrified face, and bulging eyes. Yet, the cause of his death was allegedly never identified. I still just can't get over the fact that they weren't able to determine his cause of death. They walked in, they were like, his face is purple, he's got strangle marks, looks like he got strangled. Well, file this one under, I don't know.
It seems like if they have no reservations about locking prisoners up in a place affectionately called the hole, then they might not be averse to turning a blind eye when someone strangles someone.
Or a demon did it.
Or a demon done it, yep.
We're in cell block D right now. This is where the five solitary confinement cells were, and 14D, AKA the hole. And if this is as awful as its description, we might actually see the hole in the ground. I see it. That is gross. So it's said that in this cell, somebody may have died from supernatural causes.
That sounds like a ghost.
Leaving this right here though, if anyone wants to say anything. My name is Ryan.
I'm Shane.
Can you tell us our names back to us to let us know you want to communicate? There is legend of somebody in here getting choked out by something with red eyes. Is that a legend? Did that actually happen? Perhaps you'll talk to us alone. So you got 5 minutes here in the slammer.
Okay.
In the hole.
Well, I'm here back by yet another hole, and I hope I'm speaking to the purple-faced fella. How are you doing? Do you know that you're dead? Feel free to whisper very gently into the receiver there, and well, you can tell me whatever you want. You want to talk about the person with red eyes who was hanging out with you in here?
Okay. Hello, it's me. What's actually in here? Is there anything actually supernatural in here? Can anybody who was in this cell tell me your name? Anything that's in here, show your presence right now.
Yes.
Let's wrap it up in there.
All right, well, I'm gonna leave now. And like I said, I will be back later, but I will not be as cavalier, nor will I stay as long. So I don't wanna say you blew it, but.
You blew it.
You kinda blew it.
And now we move to the final phase of the hunt. Our individual investigation of the entire Alcatraz cell blocks and hospital wing. So here's how our solo investigations will work. Shane and I will each have 20 minutes of solid alone time in the location. Shane will go first, and at the end of his time, we'll hide a walkie-talkie in a room inside the building. Once Shane returns, he'll reveal to me the walkie-talkie location. Then it's my turn. I'll enter the building, and only after radioing back to Shane with the hidden walkie-talkie will the clock start on my 20 minutes of solo investigation. Let the games begin.
I mean, opportunity of a lifetime, you have to admit.
No.
How many people are afforded this chance? This is outrageous.
I think you need to reward that to how many people would want to do this.
A lot! Adventurers! Yeah, like me.
I'm feeling it. I'm feeling ready. I feel like a ghost hunter now.
You look like you took 10 shots of Jack.
The weight of this helmet, it sort of, I think, compresses the brain stem in a strange way. Now I'm ready to see some ghosts.
Okay, well, I feel pretty good about you walking upstairs. Are you ready to go?
Yep.
This is the privilege of a lifetime. It's pretty neat to be able to walk around Alcatraz by yourself. What is that? I don't know what that is. I guess it could just be the air or something. Sounds like radio static.
I feel like I've been pretty tame so far on this one, which obviously always changes in this moment when I have to go in there by myself.
Hello, if there's any spirits here. I am Shane Midday. I'm walking down this cell, whatever this is.
You know, gonna check all the boxes and see what happens. Let the gods decide.
You probably don't really have any vested interest in speaking to me. You gain nothing from it.
Maybe today's the day I see a ghost, who knows?
I have this very high-tech microphone here, and what you can do is speak directly into it, and I will hear your whispers. So if you have any messages to share with the world, speak into the microphone, and I will relay that message. YouTube.com.
Yeah, I'm scared to see a ghost, but I want to see a ghost.
Speak into my little microphone.
I'm scared that if I see it, I'll have a heart attack and die.
Tear my skin off. Wear it like a little jacket.
I'm scared that if I see it, I'll piss my pants, or shit my pants, or both, or all three at the same time. I'm not sure which order that would occur. I think you probably piss your pants, then have a heart attack, and then shit your pants after death, from my reading.
I thought at least if I locked myself up in the hole with you, maybe a little ghoulie would crawl out, but no.
I'm scared of seeing like a little demon in 14D, seeing the red eyes, having Shane walk in there, finding my face looking like one of the victims in the ring.
It's very sad to be asking all these ghosts to visit me and none of them will. Years of this now, me just asking for people to hang out with me and nobody showing up.
Scared of the future, but that doesn't really come into play here.
I'm gonna stroll along the cell block for a bit more. Oh, fucking Jesus Christ, did I drop something? What the fuck just happened? Okay. All right.
Hey, Baba Ganoush, what's up?
How's it going?
Where are you in the prison?
I was in the hole. I think I heard something.
Where are you now? I'm making my way up to the hospital wing, unless you tell me otherwise.
No, I think that's good. Go up to the hospital wing and go into that murder room.
The toilet with the little cake in it.
Yeah, the toilet that had some fresh frosting inside of it.
Okay, I'm heading up to see the fudge cake. Here it is.
Okay, I want you to ask who defecated in that toilet.
I love it when a sink looks like a face. Look at this fucking guy. Ooh. Ooh. Hello, it's me. A funny little sink. Oh, you want some water from me?
Did you get any response?
No, I'm gonna ask. I was laughing at a funny face. Who was in here and who is responsible for whatever's going on there? Okay. Making my way to the operating room where I will place the walkie-talkie for Ryan to come fetch. Here we go, placing. If there's any ghosts in here, here's your last chance. I'm going back outside to see my friend.
There's old long legs. What the fuck? You're walking like a video game version of yourself right now. Let's get this over with.
Well, get on in there, really explore the space, have a good time. You gotta find my walkie-talkie, which I placed very curiously in there.
It's in the operating room?
Yes, it is.
What happened to you in there? Like I care. Like, make up your bullshit story.
I did see some pretty spooky stuff.
You're not gonna have a good time.
I see.
And I will be praying for you.
Well, that's very comforting knowing that you're an atheist.
Alcatraz, are you ready to rock?
Why do I do this for a living? Why? Oh, shit.
We've been trying to come to Alcatraz for years now. It is truly, it's kind of a dream come true. Whole career is really just a racket for me to be able to enjoy historical sites on my own without a bunch of fussy little tourists around.
This is the operating room. All right, I found your shitty walkie.
You just gotta be even nasty about it.
You don't have to be nasty about it, it's our walkie.
All right, my time has started. I'm gonna sit in here. Give myself some silence. I fucking hate this. What was that? Her little scream. Who's screaming out here? I heard a scream.
I think Ryan is probably muttering to himself. What's the thing he says? He's like, I'm not my fear. I'm not my fear. I will not let my fear define me. Fear is not my middle name.
Not my fear. I'm stronger than my fear.
But it is. It is his middle name.
Is there somebody over there? I heard a little noise. Came from C block. Oop, I heard a prison door opening or something. Ugh, I hate this place. I don't want to walk down there. Fuck. Adios, turd nuggets. That's the end.
There he is.
What'd you do?
Yeah, I did the whole stand, turn your light off, bask in the silence.
What I was hoping for.
I did hear something when I did that too.
Okay.
Which was not my favorite part of the day.
Very exciting.
Alcatraz, it's been a privilege.
What an honor for us to actually investigate Alcatraz. Not many investigators have said that.
No.
That they've investigated Alcatraz. But now, Madey and Burgos. Adios.
It's been a pleasure.
It's been a pleasure.
Once one of the most feared prisons in the world, Alcatraz maintains that notoriety as now one of the most haunted prisons in the world. Did we actually interact with the three ill-fated escapees in the utility corridor? Did we pick up the presence of prisoners on Broadway? Did we hear the distant screams of those trapped in this prison? Our job as investigators is to collect and present questions, possibilities. Interpretation, however, belongs solely with you. But for our part, Alcatraz can now be locked away in the Ghost Files.
What am I looking for here?
What? Hey, everybody.
Hope you enjoyed that episode of Ghost Files. If you haven't heard, we'll be answering your questions and breaking down evidence a little bit more on our weekly after show every Wednesday, Ghost Files Debrief.
That's right. So submit your questions in the comments below. And if you'd like to see episodes a whole day early, swing by patreon.com/watcher. Farewell.